Morning, Ken. How you doing, brother?
Buddy, I'm doing fantastic, and I don't want this to sound weird or anything, but I have Facebook stalked you. Yeah.
Have you really?
It is wild. But I'm going to sound like an old man to get this interview started, and here's something maybe an older guy would tell you or ask you.
All right.
How's the married life treating you?
Oh, man, it's treating me great. We are really enjoying ourselves. It's been about 8 months now and having fun. We're learning, you know, day by day. We're kind of still learning, but that's just part of the journey, and it's been awesome.
I want to congratulate you on your latest number one, This Is It.
Thank you, man. It's kind of telling me and my wife's story, our engagement story, and sang it to on our wedding night, and so it'll be fun. I've only had two number ones and only a couple shows those weeks whenever the song's been number one, so tonight it'll be fun to, I think the last show we'll be able to say we had the number one song in the country, so it'll be fun to play it for everybody tonight.
You know, you set the bar pretty high on engagement. You took Gabi up to the top of a mountain in North Carolina. Did you sing her this song while you were up there?
I did not, but I had written it 2 weeks prior, and she always is like the first person that wants to hear the song that I wrote, wants to hear the demo or the work tape, and she asked what song I wrote, you know, that day, and I told her, oh, we didn't really get anything today, and so I kept it secret and played her the demo once we got back to the cabin, and her family surprised her, and it was special.
Boy, I tell you what, too, I saw the video for the song, and maybe there's a different video now, but the one I saw is your rehearsal dinner and your wedding day, and man, it looked like a blast.
Oh, it was awesome. Yeah, that was the official music video, and the coolest thing about it, kind of captured it, but the coolest thing about our wedding to me is that we were at this place for 3 days. It wasn't like we just got there that morning and we're done that night. We got to stay there in the mountains with our family and friends and just hang out. So the rehearsal dinner was at our wedding venue, and it was just a special 3 days of hanging out with family, you know.
Tell me about Moose. What kind of dog is Moose?
Moose is a yellow lab, although he's kind of dark. I wonder if he's got a little red lab in him, too. But
yeah,
he's my little buddy.
You going to train him up to be a hunting dog, or he's just a dog?
No, he's just going to be a companion, but we do need to train him. He's getting to that age where he can start to remember things, and he's still biting everything and peeing all over the house. So we got to train him here pretty soon.
I understand. Are you kennel training him, or is he just going with puppy pads, or what are you doing?
Yeah, he stays in the crate, and he's taking it like it's his little bed, so he's fine with the crate. That's awesome. The first night, he was not, in the first couple nights, but he's taking a liking to it.
Well, and that's always a big thing right there when you bring the dog home that first night, because they want to get in that bed with you.
I know.
Did you say no, or would you put your foot down and say, no, you're going to the crate?
Yeah, I put my foot down that night, and I have every night since then. But we just we went up to the mountains the other day, and we have a little travel crate that he's grown out of, and I felt bad to put him in there. So we let him stay in the bed with us. And it gave me a reason to say no again, because I woke up with a wet leg and he peed all over my foot. So he's going to stay in the crate for a while now.
I understand, brother. That is good. Well, it's a good looking dog, I'll tell you that.
Thank you. He's pretty for sure.
Real quick here, how many years has it been since Idol? Has it been 7 years?
Coming up on 8.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you keep in touch with any of your friends there?
Yeah, a little bit. We have a little group text that we'll text, and I'll probably see Lauren more than any of them, but it's still not that often because, you know, she's killing it right now, too, and she's on the road. But, yeah, every now and then we get to say hey.
What are some of the things that have happened since, you know, you doing that on Idol that you could probably say, man, this is probably in the top three of cool things that have happened?
Oh, my goodness, there's so many. Getting to play my hometown, opening up for Rascal Flatts was big, because that's like where I grew up going to concerts and I've always dreamed of playing, and been to some Super Bowls to sing for my favorite team. So it's definitely given me a lot of cool opportunities that I try not to take for granted, because they're pretty awesome.
Well, and I love the fact that you have the same truck that you got on Idol. You still have the truck, right?
Oh, heck yeah. I'm going to drive that thing till the wheels fall off. I love it. That's my baby right there.
And your truck's name is Loretta.
Loretta, yep, named after Loretta.
I love that. That is awesome right there, man. Well, I tell you what, it is happening tonight at the Carson Center, y'all. There's still tickets available. You can go to Scotty McCreary's website, which is very cool, by the way. The video for This Is It is up there. Of course, you want to make sure and download the album Seasons Change. All this music on here is amazing. I appreciate your time, Scotty, and you just enjoy it. I'll talk to you soon, all right?
Yes, sir, Kent. Appreciate you having me. We'll see y'all soon.